doing terrific. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Hey, you did a great job presenting up there, kind of giving a Washington, D.C. update on what's going on. And one of the things that struck me was that you said that the animosity is the worst you've ever seen in Congress right now. Why? What's going on? Why are we having such a... I mean, we're talking about getting rid of the gridlock, but yet it's still there. What's going on?
I think it's a combination of multiple factors, but I think the main one is reapportionment in the redistricting that came on. We're getting people that are from the far left wing of the party and the far right wing of the party, and they're so far apart, they don't have much in common to work together. And so I think that separation, that gulf between the two, makes the environment very challenging.
Is there any way we can bring the division a little closer together, or is it just
it takes ongoing communication. It probably takes changes in how redistricting is done, but it starts with communication and talking and working and finding common ground on legegislation that they can work on together.
All right. And the main kind of focus of your talk was CFPB, what's going to happen with Richard Cordray? Is he going to stay? Should he stay or should he go type of thing?
Right.
Or what's going to happen there? I mean, and Dennis Dollar got up after you and talked about it as well. What's your take on what's going to happen?
It's been indicated to us. It sounds like he's going to stay till the end of his term or until he decides he wants to leave. And I think that'll change, and that'll be July next year. So I think he stays.
And there's been talk about like a five-person commission or a committee, or what's going on there? Maybe
there is legislation in the past to create a five-person commission instead of a one director. There's new legislation out by Chairman Hinserling that just keeps it as a director, but all this stuff can be negotiated later on. Once the House passes it, it's something that can be negotiated with the Senate or be done in conference and in the commission. It's something that we strongly support. And so there's still a long ways to go. This is just the first inning and all this going on.
Sounds like a wise move, though. So
from a strategy standpoint, I like you to have it in there, their strategy is to negotiate once. No need to negotiate against yourselves multiple times. And so I think that there's a strategy thought behind it, and it's relevant.
And the other thing that really struck my interest when you were talking about the ICBA and the ABA's recent lawsuits about the member business lending, you said that they were strictly business decisions. Why?
Some of that's tongue in cheek, but
yeah.
Timing is for the filing of the lawsuits was they are concerned. They don't like the NCUA. They clearly don't like credit unions. But if you look at the timing of it, it was around their dues notices going out to their membership and stuff. So the optics of going after the bad guys, the NCUA, the credit union industry, that's pretty good membership optics there for the bankers.
Yeah, I just want to throw that in there. Last thing I wanted to talk about was the member business lending. You said that this provided the only capital for small business. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, if you look at Federal Reserve numbers and Treasury Department numbers, during the financial crisis, all banks pulled out. Community banks, regional banks, the large banks that pulled out. The only people that provided capital to American businesses that needed it during the crisis were credit unions across the country.
That's awesome, awesome. I don't want to let you get away before we talk about the NAFCU annual coming up. Gosh, like, is it like a month and a half away or something? It's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah.
Give us a quick overview of what's going to happen there and what you expect.
We've got a wonderful lineup of speakers. It is in Hawaii. It's our 50th anniversary, so we're celebrating. We're standing on the shoulders of past leaders that have made NAFCU strong. We're a growing trade association, so that it's something that we're very proud of. My colleagues are doing a wonderful job, and it's just one of those things where we're just going to be a celebration, it'll be an education, and it just happens to be in a very relevant location.
And a very nice place, indeed. All right, Dan, I don't want to keep you. I know you got lots to do.
Thanks,
Thank you so
anytime.
Much.
My
Appreciate
pleasure.
It. Good job up there.
All right.